This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama, well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of November 5th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host, and I am just honored and blessed to have in the studio Miss Sylacauga, Miss Valerie Ogle. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing good. We talked a little bit in the first break, and this break is my favorite part of having guests in here because I know a little bit about you. I did a little homework. I try to do that when my guests come in, but there are people that listen to this show, not just in Sylacauga. They listen to it all across the country, and the podcast is crazy where it goes. So who is Miss Valerie Ogle?
Well, as he said, my name is Valerie Ogle. I am your Miss Sylacauga's 2024. Thank you. I grew up in the Rockford/Goodwater area. I grew up coming to the Bluebell Creameries and the libraries across the street. I'm currently a student at Samford University. I major in pharmacy, so in the class of 2027, so by 2027, I will have a full doctorate degree. I have been competing now for a few years, and I'm just honored to get to represent the Sylacauga area with my talent. I'm a ballet dancer. I started right across the street at Shirley Studio, probably before I could even walk, and then I have just grown in my ballet endeavors and continue to pursue my ballet education, so I'm excited to share that.
And that was an amazing performance. You did the Phantom of the Opera, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And I loved the mask all the way through and to the end. That was showmanship.
Yes, sir. I love the piece. We spent so much time working on the intricate details of the piece, and I'm excited to not only strengthen the piece as we go into the Miss Alabama season, but throw in some new twists and exciting changes in the dance. So I'm super excited for that.
We'll come back and talk about Miss Alabama here in just a minute. We'll have more of Miss Valerie Ogle right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us, Miss Sylacauga, Miss Valerie Ogle. Well, Valerie, we learned a little bit about who you are, and we talked about the journey that the Lord has put you on, because this is a cool one, because you won Miss Sylacauga, but that opens up a door into something else, and that's Miss Alabama. So how do you... As you begin this journey, how do you prepare for Miss Alabama?
Preparation for Miss Alabama is a lot. Between talent practices and interview skills, between dress shopping and everything that comes with that, it's so much more than just a beauty pageant. And that is one thing that I love about this organization. The heart of this organization is in community service. So my goal is to not only increase the amount of community service I'm involved in, and that takes a lot of planning. I almost need a secretary to keep up my calendar. But it's just what we really delve into. And the Miss Sylacauga organization does a great job at just encouraging their ladies to get out in the community and share about the organization, about their platforms and community service initiatives that we have, just everything beyond the Miss Alabama organization. So yes, it is a prep for a competition, but really it's a prep for life.
Well, you said you grew up in Rockford. Now you're in school in Birmingham. How far out will that prep take you in your community service?
So the community service initiative that I've been working with has been an ongoing process that started long before I was even involved with the Miss Alabama organization. My community service initiative is going under a new name. We're getting so excited to relaunch and kind of do some tweaking to that as well. But it will be called Kindness Cures.
Wow.
And it's about cancer, but not only pediatric cancer, as my previous community service initiative has been, but to reach beyond the scopes of pediatric cancer and just to talk about the way that kindness makes a difference in those lives.
It does. We actually talked about this at the Comer football game Friday night up in the booth because it was pink out night. And, you know, Tony and I were talking and I just said, you know, cancer, it does affect the person, but it affects a lot more people too. I mean, it really, really digs into a family.
Cancer is a bully, and unfortunately, we haven't found a cure. My job and my purpose, I feel, that the Lord has given me is to not worry about the cure right now, but to focus on where the person is at, to support the family, to encourage the family, and to provide hope in those hopeless situations until one day we can find the cure for cancer.
And that hope, what a great word, is the Lord. Because you will not find peace in any situation, including cancer, until you find the Lord and understand His plan for your life. Because sometimes it doesn't go the way we plan it, especially when it comes down to a cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Okay, but then we have to understand that, yes, the Lord is in control.
Absolutely.
And if we walk the path that we're supposed to walk, we're all going to be together one day anyway. We're not guaranteed, even you and I right now, we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
That's right.
We don't know. So you have to live your life the most every day. You know, you have a busy schedule. I have a busy schedule. There are times I want to put things off and I think, well, I may not make it to tomorrow. And if it means something to somebody else to do something, I try to do it. So just God bless you for picking something that, yes, you can help comfort people with that hope, but you can use the Lord to help comfort them.
Yes.
Well, I think we have some interesting facts when it comes to the Lord about you.
Yes, sir.
Coming up next, right here, Miss Valerie Ogle, Miss Sylacauga on Mix 106.5. It's Mix Sunday morning, and we've had a great morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in the studio with us, Miss Sylacauga, Miss Valerie Ogle. Valerie, you have just blown me away with your wisdom. But we have some interesting facts to share this morning. I believe Miss Kim Parker Todd wanted you to mention something, and you can actually quote the books of the Bible in 20 seconds?
Yes, sir.
Now, do I need to get the timer on this?
It's usually pretty close to 15, 16 seconds, so I can usually beat 20.
All right, we're going to put the timer on it. Are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Are you prepared to do this?
As ready as I'm going to be.
So this is all the books of the Bible.
All 66.
You're taking a big breath.
I am.
All right. Whenever you want to begin, this is the books of the Bible in 20 seconds or less.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 1 Kings, 1 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Second Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Second Thessalonians, 1 Second Timothy, Titus, Philippians, Hebrews, 1 Second Peter, 1 Second John, 2 Revelation.
18 seconds. My word. When did you start doing that?
I grew up in Bible drill all throughout my elementary, middle school years, and I learned the quicker that I said them, the quicker I could flip to the book I needed to flip to.
I'm not going to lie. I used the little reference in the beginning, but then I've got it down pat now. I know the middle of the Bible. I know where Psalms is, and I can go forward and backwards from there. But that is, I know, that's amazing.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Now, do you do Scripture that way too?
I commit Scripture to memory. I think that's just the Bible drill that was trained in me from the very beginning of time when I first started learning Scripture and practicing and implementing those Scriptures. If you walk in my room above my desk at any point in time, you can find a Scripture wall full of all of the reassurances that I need throughout the day. Whether it's been a bad day or a great day, I'm reminded of what the Scripture says about those days and what the Lord has called me to. So.
Awesome. Well, did you bring a Bible verse with you today?
Absolutely.
What did you bring?
So my go-to Bible verse is Esther. It comes from Esther, and it says, "Perhaps this is the moment for which you have been created." I graduated high school during COVID, and so there was a lot of my high school senior year stripped from me. I knew I wanted to go into a profession of pharmacy, and that itself is a whole God story. I wanted to be a teacher, so I thought, and the Lord called me to pharmacy. But all that I could think about during COVID and the pandemic and where we were at as a state and as a nation, and as I stepped into the role of high school senior to undergraduate pharmacy student, was, Lord, perhaps this is the moment for which you've called me to. No one knew that COVID was coming when it came, but the Lord had already aligned my plans and fit it together like a beautiful puzzle because I put my yes on the table to pharmacy as a high school senior. And because of that, I knew that perhaps this was the moment that the Lord has called me to. In the times where we need the medical field the most, in the times where we need leaders in the medical field who are very religious in their sense and who will point you to the Father, who will encourage you and give you the most beneficial health care that you can ask for, this is what the Lord has called me to do.
That's pretty cool. That is cool.
Story.
'Cause, yeah, COVID wrecked a lot of things, but one thing it did not wreck was the Lord's plan.
Absolutely.
Because if he says he knows us in the womb, it's already done. We just have to make the right choices. And that's the freedom, which is dangerous, the freedom of choice. But he allows that. So we do have a choice. And when we choose him, those doors just seem to, they just seem to open up.
Yes. It's a beautiful puzzle falling into place.
I'll tell you what, we have one more segment. We'll be right back with Miss Sylacauga, Valerie Ogle, on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio, Miss Sylacauga, Miss Valerie Ogle. We know who you are. We know whose you are. And that was great. The books of the Bible in 18 seconds. That was crazy. No wonder you had to take a deep breath. I went to an auction a few years ago in Coosa County? No, it was Clay County.
Clay County.
I went to the auction, and that's the first time I'd ever been to anything because I'm kind of a city boy, I guess you want to call it. And the auctioneer, I thought he was fast. You've got him. You've got him. Well, Miss Valerie, every guest, I love to ask this question because the answer is how God's prepared you in life. That there are a lot of people out there that don't have it as good as we have it. They struggle. And, I mean, they may have their financial stability may be great, but they're not happy. Their health may be great, but they're not happy. And then on the other hand, there are people out there that are struggling financially. They're struggling health. They're struggling relationships. What's something you could tell them this morning to encourage them?
For those who are struggling, I think it's important to know where you're rooted. So often I think about the story of the tree, I am the vine and you are the branches. You know, what are you attached to? Are you attached to a tree of the world that is dying and may look great from the outside, just like that plastic fruit on my grandmother's table, but you take a bite into it and you find out it's not an apple.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great, but it's not. So what are you attached to? Are you attaching yourself to the comparison of the world? Are you attaching yourself to the ideals and the standards of the world? Are you comparing what you have to what scriptures tell us? Are you rooted in what God has called you to be? Are you rooted in his plan, in his purpose, in his ways? As long as you're rooted into the things of the world, you will come back empty-handed each time. You find your peace and your hope by rooting yourself in Christ and his word. And I think it's so important to not only be rooted in his word, but be surrounded by other followers who can encourage you along the way. As brothers and sisters, that's what we're called to do. We're called to encourage and to be examples and to carry each other's burdens. And as long as you continue to do it the world's way, then you are quite literally alone out there. So I would definitely say that you just have to see where you're rooted.
That's a great answer. Camilla said the same thing.
Did she?
Kaylee said the same thing. You have to surround yourself with people that are, they're going to make you better. Because I brought it up last week, and I guess I have to say it again this week, because here it is again. You know, iron sharpens iron.
Absolutely.
And so if you surround yourself with people that make you better, and it's not like you said, it's not like we're looking up at an idol that I want to be that idol. But God will put people in your life during seasons to push you along the way. He'll put people in your life, thank goodness, for your entire life to push you, and your parents. I have to say, what a wonderful job your parents have done.
Thank you.
Because you are just a godly blessing.
I appreciate it.
And I can't wait to see what you do with Miss Silicaga. And I can't wait to see what you do in preparation and to get on that stage to compete. And there's really no competition, because it's not about that.
It's not. It's so much more.
It is, like you said, the community service. But it is a platform that the Lord is using to take you in places that you wouldn't get to any other way. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much again for having me.
You know, your first, you can mark it down, your first radio show.
Yes, absolutely.
I hope you enjoyed it.
It was great.
Hope it was peaceful. Hope it was fun. And just keep doing what you're doing.
You.
And I know you will never lose sight of who brought you to where you are. And I just sit back again in amazement at youth after youth after youth after all we hear in the news about this generation. And again, here's another child of God in this studio that is going to lead this generation. So thank you, Miss Valerie.
Thank you again for having me.
All right, can we close in a prayer?
Absolutely.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing Valerie to come. Heavenly Father, that you will wrap your arms around her. Lord, that you will be that light on this path. But more importantly, Lord, that you will protect her from evil. Lord, put a hedge of protection around her. Her family, guide the right people in her life in this path. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, Miss Valerie, I have one more thing.
Oh, thank you.
I brought you a little cross, and I make them out of, like I tell, I make them out of scrap wood. But it's the example of what God can do with us. He can take scrap and turn it into something. And I'd rather take my scrap wood and turn them into crosses to remind us of that.
Yes.
That we are worth something that somebody else wants to throw away.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
Well, you have an awesome day. Thank you for stopping by. And you'll be in our prayers. And I ask all the listeners just to keep Valerie in your prayers. Well, all right, we'll be back. It's Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
I'm looking at leaders in here. There's every one of you. Do you believe that everyone that you're a leader? You know, for some reason, people think the leader is the guy that's in front of the room always, or the principal, or the pastor, or you're all leaders. If you influence one person, you're a leader. And I promise you, all of you have influence at least over one person. If you influence one person, you're a leader. What is it? What is it that you yearn for? What is your purpose? What brought you here today? What got you out of bed this morning? What is it that floats your boat? What's all the cliches, the wind in your sail? What gets you up in the morning when that opportunity clock goes off and your feet hit the ground? What is it that excites you? What is it that you yearn for? If you're not yearning in your life, then you're just existing. What is it that you look forward to? And I hope it's not just the weekends. I used to tell my students, if you are looking only to the weekends, add up how many days during the week in a lifetime that you just are wasting. If you always are living for, every day is Friday. Every day is Friday that God gives you. This is the day, by the way.
That's Dr. Jeff Springer and the Suit Up Ministry Minute right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Wow, we're winding up another three-hour show. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Robo Motors, Silicaga Handicap for sponsoring the show. Thank you to Dr. Jeff Springer for giving us the Suit Up Ministry Minute. And thank you to Valerie Ogle, Miss Silicaga, for stopping in the studio and just being a total amazement and blessing, not just to me, but I know she was a blessing to you. I hope you enjoyed all of the gospel Christian Christmas music this week. And I just want to encourage you every day to have joy in your life. You know, we're coming up on the season, you know, the Christmas season, and it's all about joy, happiness and joy. But I just really just wake up every day and have the joy of Christ in your life and the hope that goes with it. And like I did shows on each one of those words, that those two words cannot be found on this earth. Go find joy and hope. You can't find it. You have to find joy from the Lord and hope from the Lord. Put those together this week and just have a great week. If the Lord doesn't come back, I'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.